Hello, everyone. Welcome into the Bitcoin Made Simple podcast. I am your host, Corey Tusick. If you listened last week, and when you initially listened, there was no audio, you can go back. I re-uploaded it, because sometimes I am not the smartest, and I uploaded a muted version of the podcast. So you can go back and check it out. There is audio now. I had plenty of you reach out and say, hey, there's no audio. So good news is, I mean, it didn't take long. It was like within 30 minutes, I knew. But it took a while, I think, for all of the platforms to update. So anyways, get yourself a Bitbox O2 hardware wallet. And we're actually, the first part of this, I'm going to go over the, if you're watching the video, this is the kind of card you get from Bitbox. They sent me a new version of the hardware wallet, and they want to get my feedback on it and also get it out there so people could see maybe if they want it. So anyways, nice thing is you buy something from Bitbox. So you go to bitbox.swiss/Bitcoin Made Simple, use promo code Bitcoin Made Simple to get 5% off, and then they send you a nice card. Handwritten note on the inside, all that good stuff, Swiss made. So yeah, let's check it out. This is kind of like an unboxing, but I figured here's what the package comes in. Nice sealed package. You know that it has not been tampered with. So let's tear into it. I love technology in general. So I love opening technological, items. All right, so I think this orange dot is just temporary because this, I believe, is a clue as to what the inside is going to be. So let's open her up. It's a Bitbox Bitcoin only edition. Where's the camera? There's the camera. Ba-ba-ba-ba-da-da. Okay. They told me it was a little different, and it is. This one. Okay, wait, there we go. Snap into focus there. So this one is orange. Bitcoin orange. Oh yeah, that's the good stuff. Peeling off. And it has its touch screen. So I've told you guys to use this one before. This literally, I'm not going to plug it in now during the podcast because I'm not BTC Sessions. So I would be the worst person to give a tutorial. But the product itself is real nice because what you do is you plug it in. Touch screen here shows up. And it's literally just tapping on the top or bottom, whichever side you have it facing up. You put in your password and everything to get into it. And the best part is it's open source software. And you can even see with this nice Bitcoin orange, it's pretty slick. So yeah, I like this. It comes with the micro SD to store your, for a backup for your Bitcoin. Comes with,
what did I drop? I don't even know what I dropped.
I don't even think that's the thing that I dropped. And it also comes with an adapter. So you can, if you have the old USB head, you can plug the current USB thing into it to plug into your computer, if that is what you use. Also comes with an adapter cord. So yeah, it's just a pretty slick device. Also has all the stickers, all the good stuff on the inside. You can use these to obviously identify which one you're using. And this one is Bitcoin only. That's right. No shitcoinery here. So yeah, I would recommend, as always, to get yourself a BitBox O2 hardware wallet. And this is the Bitcoin Orange one. So if you like Bitcoin Orange, this is for you. It's like about the size of a thumb drive. And you can store all your coins right in here. So I'd recommend you do that. Obviously, I always tell you guys to do that. But I wanted to share that so you guys could see it, because I talk about them all the time. I mean, God, they've been a sponsor now for almost 2 years. So, yeah, talk about it a lot. Now you get to see it. And like I said, it's so simple. So simple. It's just a little touch screen, and you can do it. You access, by the way, your password to get in is a separate password. It's not your seed phrase, for anyone that's wondering. You have a password to access your device. The only way anyone can get to your coins is if they have the device and your password to get into it. So you secure the device in a special area, and you, in a separate special area, secure the 24 seed words, and that should give you enough entropy to protect your wealth. Get your coins off the exchange, put them on the BitBox O2 Bitcoin Orange hardware wallet. And now it's going to be hard for me to focus, because I like to just play with devices. So, I mean, I literally just opened it. Now I just want to play, plug it in and start having fun with it. But I will save that for another day. The importance cannot be understated of securing your keys, why you need to do it. Getting your Bitcoin off the exchanges is vitally important, because exchanges go down all the time. You guys know this. If you pay attention to this space, but if you're new to this space, you know the exchanges go down all the time. Just look through Bitcoin's recent history. You will see the problem. So get your coins, get them onto a hardware wallet that can be stored offline, and secure your Bitcoin. Don't leave them on an exchange. And that's really the best way for you to preserve your wealth. The other thing that I wanted to talk about was inflation. Because inflation, we all know this, but I think we could re-educate a little bit. So please bear with me and use this as a reason to get back out there and evangelize a little bit and talk about it more. But you're going to want to remind people that inflation is a hidden tax. It's tax season right now, so you have to pay your taxes. But there's a tax that you don't even have to. There's a tax that you don't have to file forms for. There's a tax that nobody even has to come to you and ask for it. All it is the price of everything going up. It's the hidden tax. It is the tax that is set to ruin you financially, put you on a hamster wheel, and never let you get off. Bitcoin is the one solution to that. There is only one solution to getting out of the inflation rat race, the fiat rat race. The only solution is Bitcoin. If somebody comes to you and says, oh, I got this shitcoin, they're all shitcoins. If it's not Bitcoin, it's a shitcoin. The reason is because everyone that has a shitcoin is trying to make money off of retail by propping up some token so that it goes up in value, and then they can sell it. True Bitcoiners are not looking. Yes, when the price of Bitcoin goes up, they're happy. They're not in it to sell their coins back at a huge profit. That's really not what the big Bitcoiners are here for. That's why Movies Plus, why we're accepting Bitcoin. Not so that, oh, I can hold onto this Bitcoin and hopefully it 10Xs in the near future. No, it's for a new system. Opting out, getting into a new situation, and fixing the current problem that we're dealing with. Inflation's so bad. I saw a chart recently grocery, the amount of income that is spent on groceries, on household income that is spent on groceries, is record high percentage-wise. I think the record, and I don't know for sure, so fact check me on it, but I think the previous record was like in the 50s, which, mind you, most people were single-income households. So think about how effed that is. You have two people now working. You used to have one person working, one person taking care of the house and taking care of the kids. That used to be the norm. Now you have two people working, and even then, groceries are still the largest percentage of the use of their money. So, I mean, outside of housing. I said that wrong. Groceries are, how do I say this correctly? Groceries are the highest percentage they've ever been of their income. And there's two people working to get that far behind. I think it's just shocking that we don't address this inflation issue more. I mean, Jack Dorsey, when did he tweet about it a couple of years ago and said hyperinflation's coming and it'll change everything? I still don't think the average person even knows that it's happening or coming. You know, they're like, oh, like I hear the conversation all the time. Oh, groceries, prices are crazy, right? Gas, prices are crazy, right? And we've just gotten numb to it, numb to the fact that it is out of control. So we need to get it under control. The way we get that under control is buying Bitcoin, holding on to it, and not letting the system win. That's how you get out. You do not let the system win. Bitcoin is the way to get out. So you do that. And again, you want to do that with your Bitcoin Orange Bitbox O2 hardware wallet and take your coins off the exchange. Noticing a little bit of a shift lately. Feels as though there's a little bit of a shift happening. And it's really funny. So Bob Burnett, you know, who actually was on Preston this show this week, so you should check him out. It was a good episode. Bob is, you know, partnered with me to do natural gas Bitcoin mining, especially here in Pennsylvania where I am. And somebody had tweeted about how like some random natural gas provider had reached out to them, cold called them, said, are you the Bitcoin mining guy? I'd like to talk to you, blah, blah, blah. So Bob, you know, copied me in on that tweet and, you know, with like the eyes like, hey, you know, look what's going on. And I, you know, responded and said like, oh yeah, like, you know, natural gas in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, obviously is where I'm at. That's, you know, the new frontier, blah, 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 something like that. The next day I get a text from, an old high school friend, Tom. So Tom, if you're listening, what's up? So Tom texts me and says, you know, hey, I found your Bitcoin content, you know, like loving it, you know, and just tell me how he's into Bitcoin and didn't know I was too and everything like that. And so I mentioned about how I was doing the, you know, natural gas Bitcoin mining. He goes, oh my God, you know, my brother, which I remember his brother, he was probably like 6 years older than me. So, you know, it's like we were in high school together or anything, but I mean, our families knew each other for like our entire lives. So I remembered his brother, and he like looped me in with a conversation with his brother. It's just funny, small world. His brother is actually part of, is investing in this stuff. It turns out it's that Ego Death Capital, which is Preston and Jeff Booth and Lynn Alden. So he, you know, texted me and said like, oh, you've had, I think you know all the guys. Which is really funny, just because Pittsburgh connections here, you know, Preston's a Pittsburgh guy, you know, and three of us. So then it was just funny because then the three of us were texting saying like, you know, our old high school, like Gateway Gators. We're like, I wonder if there's any other Gateway Gators in the Bitcoin space. And, you know, none that we know of. Yeah, it's just crazy. I think we're getting close to that fever pitch level again. you know, where, like, you know, obviously Tom and his brother have been in Bitcoin, so they're not new to it. But it made me think about, like, the fact that, like, I'm connecting with people I haven't talked to in years, specifically about Bitcoin. I was like, man, we're, like, I think scratching the surface here, where in a couple of months, you're going to have people that aren't into Bitcoin reaching out and asking you about it if they know you're into Bitcoin. If you're smart, you don't start a Bitcoin podcast and broadcast to the world that you're a Bitcoiner. If you're like the truest Bitcoiner in the world, you Satoshi Nakamoto yourself and just glide back into anonymity. But yeah, no, it's, if people know you're into Bitcoin, I think they're going to be talking about it soon. So anyways, yeah, that's just my tidbits for now. And I am really looking forward to sharing with you guys. We just have a bug to fix out on Movies Plus. So we have the capability set up with my friend and friend of the show, Pierre Corbin. He has created a way for people to pay for Movies Plus with Bitcoin. So it is like we had it all set up, but then we were getting this weird error message, just a little slight bug. So we're trying to get it fixed. Once the bug is fixed, which it should be fixed by next week, so you guys will be able to see between now and then that you can indeed go on and pay for your streaming service in Bitcoin. Pretty awesome, if you ask me. So in the meantime, get a BitBox O2 hardware wallet if you want, and leave some feedback for the BitBox people and let them know that this orange BitBox is pretty cool. And in the meantime, do that, and I will talk to you guys later.